The Justice Department yesterday recommended against a proposed alliance between British Airways and American Airlines. It said the deal would threaten competition. Justice Department officials passed the antitrust decision to the Transportation Department. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The Justice Department acknowledges if American Airlines and British Airways sign the deal they want, passengers would have even fewer choices and pay higher prices. The proposed alliance would allow the airlines to sell each other's tickets and set standard fares, and it would give them a majority of flights into and out of London's coveted Heathrow Airport. The DOJ says it may have a solution. The agency says the deal might work if other U.S. carriers are given slots at Heathrow, too. But Justice says it would be up to the Transportation Department to determine how many flights to allocate and to which airlines. Michael Levine is a Harvard law professor and a former airline executive. He says the Justice Department is leaving wiggle room for the Transportation Department.
I think the administration is trying to create circumstances under which they can approve it, but they know that there's opposition in Congress. They know that the process doesn't look completely straightforward and non-political, and they're trying to dress up the deal so they can do it.
Critics say there's a reason why the Justice Department is leaving open the possibility for a deal. They note that American Airlines, based in Texas, has been a big political contributor to President Bush. And separately, there's British Prime Minister Tony Blair, a strong U.S. ally in the war on terrorism. Blair has asked the Bush administration to approve the airline deal. The last time British Airways and American Airlines applied for antitrust immunity, during the Clinton administration, they rejected a stipulation that they give up a large number of slots at Heathrow. A decision from the Transportation Department is expected within the next few months. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.